You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
If there's one thing that you've heard over and over again on Build Your Tribe, it's this. Do what you do best, but then outsource or hire or consult or invest in other people who know what they do really well. But the same is true when it comes to growing your reach. If you need more eyeballs, if you need more people to know about that thing that you offer, that thing that you sell, that business that you are trying to grow, and you're trying to do that with social media, may I suggest the best deal on the internet? Yes. When it comes to Instagram, I want to invite you to check out Insta Club Hub. Myself and my son, my co-host, Brock Johnson, we're the founders of Insta Club Hub, and it is rocking people's worlds. We have clients who've seen over 3,000% growth in their Instagram reach in less than 7 days. We have people with under 1,000 followers reaching 4 million on a reel. We've had people who've increased their visits to their website by over 300% in less than 5 days. It's pretty amazing the difference that can be made by just doing a few simple tweaks. It's a monthly membership. It's an amazing community. We teach live. You know, you hear us all the time on the show, but wouldn't you like to hang out with us live? We're pretty fun together, I got to tell you. So I want to invite you to go check it out yourself. Go to instaclubhub.com and learn how easy and affordable it is to work with your host, Brock and Shalene Johnson. All right, now let's get to today's topic. Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Oh, by the way, welcome to Build Your Tribe. This is a special holiday edition. Brock and I wanted to take a moment to express our sincere gratitude. I don't think people realize how important, how valuable, how meaningful it is to have a podcast and have regular listeners, to see your show ranking. I mean, that's cool, but it's just so much more than that. So bear with me for just a moment. I hope that this inspires you to start your own podcast or to take that leap and consider entrepreneurship and to just acknowledge the many ways that this show, and frankly, you, have helped to change my life. Let's do it. As you probably know, I've got two podcasts. I've got one called The Shalene Show, and I've Build Your Tribe. I started them both in 2014. I started them at the exact same time. I wasn't sure if that was a good idea or not, but the reason why I did launch them both at the same time was because at that time, very few people were podcasting, and it was pretty easy to rank in the new and noteworthy category on Apple iTunes. And if you did that, then like, you know, millions or maybe even hundreds of thousands back then of people would see your show and you get even more subscribers, because otherwise it was pretty hard to get the word out on the street that you had a podcast, unless, of course, you had a large social media following. I mean, I had a decent sized social media following at the time, but it's just everything was different, right? Like, everything was harder except podcasting because there were very fewer people doing it at that time. So I launched these two shows. They both had show art that featured my face and my name. And I thought that that might like really grab people's attention to see those two images side by side. And you know what? I think it worked because we did rank very high in those first couple of months when we launched both podcasts. And that helped me gain a lot of subscribers in those early months, in those early years when not very many people were podcasting. There came a time when it became very overwhelming because we didn't know how to monetize it. There was really very few ways to monetize it. I didn't have enough subscribers to run ads. I didn't know if I wanted to do that. It took a ton of time. You know, it was like more cumbersome. We had to spend a lot more on production and having people edit them and getting people onto the show and coming up with topics. Like, I just didn't have a system in place. So it was very challenging at the time. And it was difficult to justify because, again, it just wasn't a moneymaker. And it was taking a ton of time away from the other projects that were moneymakers. And there was a period of time where I struggled with, do I keep the show going? And I went to my listeners and said, you know, this is what I'm struggling with. And frankly, it was in great part due to the messages, like really heartfelt messages I received from listeners that I decided to keep both shows going. Now, over the last however many years, 8 years, there have been times when I've taken a break from podcasting because I needed to. But once I figured out how to create a system and to systematize the whole process, those systems made this endeavor both profitable and enjoyable. And it really became enjoyable when I was able to bring my son on board and be able to do this together with him. But I'm telling you, the reason why this is so rewarding is because we found a way to make it seamless, to make it fun. And of course, because we know most rewarding part is hearing from you, reading people's reviews. I know you hear other podcasters talk about, you know, thanks for leaving a review. It helps the show. It helps my ego. It helps my mood. It helps inspire my motivation to do more. It's like purpose. And I don't think we talk about that often enough. Like the reason why I read reviews for the show, I mean, yes, of course it is so that I can improve and understand what episodes you liked and what you didn't like and how we can better serve you. But if I'm going to be completely transparent, the other reason why I love reading reviews is because they make me feel really good. They make me feel confirmed. Like this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is rewarding. This is changing people's lives. This is helping people get started in business where maybe they couldn't afford to hire a coach. They didn't have the additional funds to invest in a course that taught them entrepreneurship. And it's episodes that you will tell me like, Shalene, I had no idea how to do X, Y, or Z, or you brought my Instagram back to life. I had no idea I could make money doing fill in the blank. I always assumed that it took a special individual to be an entrepreneur. I didn't know that if I just looked into making additional income online, that that basically qualified me as an entrepreneur. And before long, here I am not just making money online, I'm helping other people create an income and I'm helping other people put food on the table. And I've hired this team and it's given me the freedom to stay home with my kids or to live the life that I wanted to live. My family's on the road now. We aren't tied to a job. Like these kinds of things are so incredibly rewarding. So I want to express my sincere gratitude to those of you who take the time to write those reviews. Like that's my love language, words of affirmation. I also want to take a moment to say thank you for putting me in this position. It is in large part because of the millions of people who've downloaded either Build Your Tribe or The Shalene Show that I'm in a position today to be courageous and to take on a legal battle. I don't know if you guys listen to The Shalene Show. That's where I do life coaching, but I have been dealing with this nightmare of a plastic surgery experience where I went to this plastic surgeon. I won't go into all the details, but what I will do is I'll link to a couple of those episodes below in our show notes. And, you know, it's very personal. It was very traumatic. It's very eye-opening. And I believe it was meant to happen because I have a podcast, because I had The Shalene Show, I had a platform where I was able to not just talk about it, but like literally to process it. And in processing it and sharing my own experience, I received just a deluge of messages from other men and women who had also been the victim of this same doctor. And that was so powerful. That was crazy. That, again, it just felt like God's hand was in everything. I would never have been able to help the people who I'm helping if I didn't have that platform. And so many of them have just cried on the phone when they've shared with me their experience and saying, I was so alone. I didn't know anyone else had been through this. I've been suffering in silence. I didn't have a platform. I tried to fight the system. I tried to fight this man. I tried to file a report or a review, and I was so afraid. And now these people have a voice. We've all come together. We're working with incredible legal counsel. And frankly, that's because of you. Like they're grateful to me, but I keep telling them it is because of you. It is because of people who listen to my podcast. And it's not just that. Financially, now this doctor is suing me for defamation. A defamation lawsuit can cost you hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars. And because of it, just the threat of a lawsuit for most people is enough to have them stop talking, stop telling their truth, to deny themselves their First Amendment rights. Because, you know, even though they know their truth and they're entitled to their truth, they don't want to get wrapped up in a lawsuit, whether it's a frivolous lawsuit or a lawsuit with merit. It doesn't matter. I mean, anyone can sue you for any reason. And most people don't want to get wrapped up in legal red tape and the expense, the stress, and everything that's involved. Most importantly, the financial drain that just defending yourself, even when you know you're right. Most people don't want to deal with that. So they'll get that first cease and desist letter and they'll just be done, right? Or someone threatens them with defamation and they just go silent. And many people use this as a form of intimidation, as I know is the case in this situation. And yeah, it was pretty tempting to think, gosh, this is stressful. I need it to go away. But again, because of this platform, because of you, because so many people listen to my podcast, I felt I had an obligation with that platform. And most importantly, I am grateful to you for the support that you've given me over the years by investing in the Marketing Impact Academy, by investing in coaching with Brock and I and Insta Club Hub. It's because of those reasons that I'm in a situation financially to be able to stand up for these other people, to fight this fight. One of my Instagram posts, someone posted underneath it, "We love what you're doing. We support you. And we want to start a GoFundMe so we can help with the financial burden of your defense." And I commented back to that person, "This community has already done that. The support that you've given me over the last, frankly, 20 years, more specifically, the last 8 years of podcasting, that has funded my defense. There's no question about it. I am in this very special position, and I don't take it for granted. I understand what a privilege it is, and I'm very grateful. I know to whom much has been given, much is to be expected, and I am ready for that assignment. I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for the support and love that you've been giving to my entire family. I love that you guys are accepting of the fact that sometimes Brett jumps in here and offers his advice and guidance and mentorship. I mean, he is a brilliant businessman. I'm very fortunate to have him as a partner. So I'd like to express my gratitude for my husband. But thank you also for accepting, not just accepting Brock, but really like embracing Brock and the strength that he has as a teacher, as someone who loves studying marketing and business and social media, and the number of people who have invited him onto their stages and webinars. And when Brock and I get to do that together, it's just, I can't even tell you how rewarding it is. I hope that someday you get to experience that. Like, I didn't know that Brock and I would be working together in the way that we do. Frankly, I assumed he'd be maybe coaching with Brett, coaching football. It's just interesting the way things turn out. So I'm so grateful that you accept my family. You accept my daughter's been on my other show, The Chalene Show, and she's, of course, very involved in our branding and graphic design of many of our products and programs, etc. And we're going to have an episode here with Sierra very soon, her own episode, where she's going to talk about the beauty brand that she has been in the process of launching now for over a year. I'm so proud of her. But most of all, today, I just wanted to say thank you. I wanted to say thank you for the fact that you follow the show, right? Like whatever app you listen to it on, the fact that you tune in. And maybe you don't listen to every episode, but you look at the titles, you figure out the ones that are useful to you. You don't just listen to them. You apply the things that you've learned and you reach out and tell us that you listen to them. You promote the show. Like, oh my gosh, thank you so much to every one of you who takes a screenshot of the podcast and posts it up to your social media. Like, that's huge. You're recommending us to your followers. And I can't think of anything that is more important or valuable than your trusted opinion and sharing that with your followers. So this Thanksgiving, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for your trust, your support. But most of all, I want to thank you for giving me the most important, the most valuable thing that you have, which is your time. All right, Brock, you're up.
Thank you, Mom, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone listening. I just wanted to reiterate what my mom said in expressing some gratitude and saying thank you. This past year has been absolutely wild and very unexpected. Insane growth on my Instagram for this podcast, for our business. It was around this time last year that we had just launched the Insta Club Hub, which is my primary business and also the only business that I co-own with my mom, or I guess the first business and the only business that I co-own with my mom. And now, a year later, to see where it stands with over 10,000 members and getting testimonials on a daily basis, I'm just overwhelmed with gratitude. Currently, I am visiting my mom's side of the family in Michigan. I haven't been back here in probably 3 years or so. I haven't seen my grandparents since before the pandemic. So, you know, about 2 years ago now. And I'm really just so thankful that you continue to subscribe to this podcast, listen, not just every week, but multiple times a week, that you are engaging with us on social media. I think, you know, it's been proven time and time again that as you grow a larger following on social media, typically your engagement rate goes down because as you grow, people just become less interested or less invested because they feel less of a personal connection to you. Sure, celebrities get thousands and thousands of likes, but not everyone feels that personal community-like connection to influencers and celebrities with hundreds and thousands of followers. But I say that to just say, you know, we're now about to cross 300,000 followers on my Instagram account. And I don't love the term followers. I wish there was a easier or a better term to refer to people who follow me on Instagram. But really, we're part of a community. And I really feel that that's true. The people who follow me on Instagram, I think you would agree that it's not a monologue that's taking place there. It's a dialogue. And I hope that you feel the same way about this podcast. Sure, my mom and I are the ones doing most of the talking, but it's still a dialogue. We still really value your input, your feedback, your responses, your reviews, your comments, your direct messages. When you screenshot the podcast you're listening to and share it to your story, those things mean a lot. And we really do take those to heart. And we really do read the reviews and read your responses and your emails with ideas for topics and your direct messages with things you want us to cover or talk about in the future. We really do take those things to heart and they mean a lot to us. So I just wanted to say thank you for making this a dialogue because that wouldn't be possible without you, for making a place like my Instagram to circle back to what I was originally saying with now closing in on 300,000 community members, 300,000 followers, it still feels like a close-knit, tight community. It still feels like a place where people are able to have conversations. It really feels to me like you all care about me and my life and the things that are going on. And so I just wanted to say thank you. For the last week, my fiance and I, Taylor, have been on the road living in our Airstream, which is a dream of ours that we're now getting to live. And we're getting to live it while still being able to do all the things that we need to do or have to do or got to do before, like this podcast or like, you know, Insta Clubhub live trainings or posting reels every day. We're still able to keep up with our business. And a huge part of that is because people like you continue to listen and engage and respond and support. So I just really want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Gratitude is a huge component of joy. That's something that I've learned, and there are plenty of studies that have actually been done to prove the direct correlation between gratitude and a sense of satisfaction or joy. So I just need to express that to you, and I can't express it enough. Thank you for being a subscriber. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for supporting my mom, myself, our entire family, our entire business, my fiance, my dog's Instagram account. Thank you. Thank you for being so loyal. It really feels much more like a community that we're a part of rather than, you know, a bunch of audience members in a stage and we're just having some monologue talking. It really does feel like we're, you know, at a cocktail hour and we're all just intermingling and talking, and it's a community of engaged, loving, supporting, wonderful, awesome, intelligent, funny people. So thank you. Thank you so much for being here. And I look forward to continuing to serve you, put out new reels, put out new podcasts, put out new episodes, put out new videos, and put out new trainings for the rest of 2021 into 2022, and to just continue to serve you as best I can, no matter what that looks like in the future. So thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you so much. And as always, happy networking.
If you enjoyed this show, please don't forget to make sure you're subscribed and following along. Build Your Tribe is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most every podcast app. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave a 5-star review and tell us specifically what you enjoyed. We'd love to know. Build Your Tribe is released every Tuesday and Thursday. For Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, be sure to follow and subscribe to Chalene's other podcast, The Chalene Show. It's about living your best life, improving all areas like mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, ADHD, fitness, self-care, sleep, and so much more. Links to anything referenced in today's episode, as well as show sponsors and other podcasts, can be found below in our show notes.